ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Self-Realization Part 11 and Healing of the Inner Child. So I'm so excited. It's Saturday morning. This is our second go-around this morning already with doing the live. We thought we were live, and we weren't. And so now we're live, and here we are, and it's exciting to be here with you this morning. I've got Nadine Searle. Hi, Nadine.
Hello, hello. So pleased to be here with you both.
It's so great to have you again and talk about this wonderful series that you and I have created. It's been very well received by people. And initially, when we first started, we didn't think it was going to go, you know, this long or even carry on. But now it just seems to be growing, expanding, and evolving.
Yes. Wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, wonderful.
It's really great. And so we've been doing a lot of work with healing the wounded inner child and the wounds that started in the womb when you were in the womb of your mother. And so we've had several discussions about that womb work. And so if you ever want to go back to any of the previous podcasts, you can go check it out. There is a lot of great information there. Self-realization and the inner child. And so with today's episode, I felt inspired to bring, shift our awareness to the happy child. And so, is your inner child happy? And my special guest that I have here today, she is the Diane McClay. Welcome, Diane McClay.
Hi, thank you.
It's so great to have you.
It's great to be here. I'm already full of joy just seeing both of you and, knowing that this conversation is just about fun and play and how we can help people really reconnect to that.
Yes. Let's tell the audience. I want to tell everybody a little bit about what you do. So you've got several podcasts within the Transformation Talk Radio Network as well. You're part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and you are a leader in helping people shift their perception to, with choice and courage. That's what your company is about. But you've got your podcast, you've got the Shift Podcast with Trish Campbell, and then you've got the Diane McClay Show. Why don't you start there and tell us a little bit about those two things and then about your choice and courage company and how you got started there?
Sure thing. Thanks. So as a part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and on the Transformation Talk Radio family, the Shift Podcast is on the first and third Fridays at 12:30. And we came up with this because we realized that perspective is really critical to everything we do. It's we can't do things without perspective. We go through life with our own perspective. And Trish Campbell and I believe that when you can start changing your perspective, you can start seeing the world from a different way. You're exploring the playful child today, which is another perspective as opposed to the wounded child. So we believe that the power resides within us to change a perspective, and the shift always starts with us. It starts with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group as the world's best new leaders, and we are putting that back out into the world. The Diane McClay Show originated, the theme is about choice and courage. And the origin of that came from, I won't go into all the details, but the short part of my story is that when I was in first grade, I wanted to be a park ranger. I went to school for it. I got a degree in recreation management. Everything was perfect. I moved out to the West for 23 years, literally. As soon as I got one job that lasted, and when that job ended, there was another job right behind it. I never, ever had to apply for jobs or think about where I was going. It just seemed like my path was completely laid out for me until I hit about 46. I moved into management. It was not a good fit, which I didn't realize at the time. But it also, I made some mistakes as a brand new manager. And those mistakes kind of got turned into a lesson for other people to learn from. I was uninvited from my management position, and I was offered a ranger position 6 hours away from my family and my community, right? So you can imagine the pain, the shame, the guilt, all that negative energy that comes with that. But the light switch for me was that I realized when I resigned and I walked away, I was the only person who could take care of me. I was the only person who could make me happy. And I was the only person who could decide or choose my path, right? And that's the light switch, choice. I had a choice. So the Choice of Courage Company was built. I contributed a chapter to the book, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, where I write about leaving that job. And I literally say, when you opt for change, you may not know where you're going, but you have to trust that you cannot stay where you are. That's what brought me to the radio show, writing and living a life of autonomy, creativity, play, nature, freedom, all that. Hopefully that sums it up.
Yeah, it does. And totally, it's got all the energy. So what's that behind you, Diane? What's that behind you?
I'm just entertained with my own thoughts in my head. So Spider-Man is behind me. It's a shower curtain. I was trying to figure out, like, you're wondering, like, this just sounds completely crazy. So my wife is retired. We're redoing our weight room. She jokingly said, we both love the Marvel Comics, Avengers movie, cinema area. So she said, oh, I could have my Marvel Comics weight room. And I literally said, why not? Right? Why not? We're both over 50. Nobody's ever going to think that we're going to have Marvel Comics in our house. So there's a Captain America light on the ceiling. There's a Spider-Man light switch. We've painted the trim red and blue. And then what we did is Tammy has a lot of art. Originally, Spider-Man was going to be sort of the curtains, right? But then for her birthday, which is today, it's a national holiday, the Tammy Bemis birthday, in case none of you have it on your calendars. Right?
Happy birthday.
So, now the curtains didn't fit because we actually framed a lot of art she had done in college, and the art is now framed in red, white, and blue on the wall. So it's an upscale Marvel Comics room, but we had to do something with Spider-Man. And then knowing I was coming on the inner child, we're going to talk about playing today. I thought, you know, you guys may not think it's funny, but I think it's funny, and I just figured I'd put it up as a backdrop.
Yeah, and this is so like you, you know, to come up with something like that. Because when I think of you, Diane, one of the things that I think about all the time is that you really do know how to play. You really do know how to talk to your inner child and to listen to your inner child and bring that healthy, happy inner child out. So my question to you is, did you ever have a wounded child?
Well, I'm sure I did. You know, I don't know of anybody who doesn't, right? What's interesting for me, and this is a place I'm exploring, is I have a twin sister. So even if I don't know that I had a wounded child, I know that my sister and I have light and dark sides of each other, and we have light and dark sides that are our own. So I'll give you a real quick thing. Like, I went home for my nephew's Eagle Scout award. And it's a beautiful ceremony. It wasn't really gooey or anything. And my sister is literally right in front of me. And as she's watching her son get the highest award in scouting, I know she was crying. I was behind her. But all of a sudden, my chest, my throat started to close up. I started feeling like sadness, not sadness, but joy and sadness at the same time. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't mine. I don't think this is mine, because I'm super stoked that he's an Eagle Scout. I don't have to worry about him leaving my nest. And then I realized that I think that I was receiving my sister's joy and sadness about the accomplishments of her son and what that might mean for his next part of his journey. So I think for me, not only do I have my own inner child that may have been wounded, but I also get to the opportunity to explore and share a very direct connection to someone else's inner child, which is very different than mine.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Nadine?
I think it's fascinating, isn't it? Because I think we're the same, Cornelia, as well. Not we haven't got a twin, but actually that the idea that we pick up on other people's energy and emotions,
and we feel,
yeah, we feel them too, don't we? And that is real, isn't it? That is so real. And actually, it's quite a blessing, isn't it, to be able to tap in. So I love that story, and I'm fascinated by your connection there. Really, really wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So it's, but it's neat how you were able to right away see that and have that experience and be able to say, I don't think that's mine.
Well, I think you've taught that to me, right? I mean, you and some of my other coaches have helped me realize what is mine and what's not mine. I have components, you know, I play so much that sometimes it's a little hard for me to go back and reconnect to the wounded child because I feel joy a lot. You know, I remember I am working through trying to figure everything out on my own, like not asking for help. That's a hard thing for me to do. And Cornelia, I think I shared this with you when we first started working a year ago, that I remember that there's this moment when I was working on a math problem, a story problem, and my dad kept like pounding the book saying, why can't you figure it out? All the information is right here. Just look, you should be able to do this, right? So that's a little bit later in life than what you're talking about, like in the womb, but that child felt dumb. That child felt stupid. That child felt like they couldn't ask for help, right? Because I've worked with coaches and healers and people like you, Cornelia and Nadine, I've realized to recognize that there's a place for that, but there's also a lesson that I can move on to my adult life and I can just play with it, right? So maybe I didn't figure it out. It's fine. I think I turned out okay not knowing how to do a story bath problem.
Yeah, you totally turned out okay. You know, I like I said earlier, when I think about you, I always think that you really know how to play. And, you know, last year I was planning on coming to, you know, visit you. And I was looking forward to, and then something. No, was that last year or was that this year?
It was just this past summer, but you had some personal business you had to tend to.
Right. And so I was really looking forward to being in your energy because I know how much you play and how much that's part of your daily life. And I think there's a big lesson to learn here because it's part of your life and it's how you live. It's how you think. It's part you're balanced in your playing and living and having play as part of your expression. So tell the audience, you know, what is it that you do to connect with your play? Like what's value? What's priority? You know, like
honestly, just really tapping into the curiosity and wonder. I ask two questions in my life almost every day. Why not? And what if? So we're going to get rain here. I'm pretty sure that the next time I'm walking outside and I see a mud puddle, I'm pretty sure I'm going to jump in it. Like you could probably put a bet on it. Right. So the what if is, so why shouldn't I jump in a mud puddle? Okay. If you're going to a wedding and you're wearing a white pantsuit or, you know, a white outfit, maybe at this moment, that's not the right time to jump in a mud puddle. But I would definitely put jumping in a mud puddle on the to-do list later when I don't care about what I'm wearing. Right. So what if and why not? Why shouldn't I do it? And what if I do? What happens if I do? And that I put that into nature, you know, what happens if I stop and I look at a banana slug? What happens if I just sit and be quiet? Right now in my hands, on my desk, you know, I have a slinky, right? And this is, it could be because I'm nervous or I actually have something written about toys actually inspire my creativity. I have a lesson that I teach with a slinky about our energy and being balanced and being, you know, it can be dynamic or it can be static or, you know, if it's too frenetic and then you can't do anything with it. You know, I right here on my desk, you know, I have a football. I have, if I want to write, I've got something I can move with. I think the first thing is first of all, find toys, right? Go down the toy aisle. Don't just buy a toy for your kid. If you see something that looks fun and you can get it for yourself and play, right? That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, don't worry about what other people think. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, just let it go. And I know that's hard for a lot of people. So play in your own space first to get a little comfortable with it, but play outside, you know, read a joke. I'm known for my, people call me, you know, like the queen of dad puns. I love puns and I feel very clever when I come up with one. So just, I think just do something different than what is expected of you to do. And then watch what happens around you and take joy in the fact that some people might be a little confused about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Does that help?
Yeah, very much so.
Really.
Do the kids love coming to your house? Like, do they love hanging out at your house?
We don't have a lot of people's kids in our neighborhood, but we very much enjoy, we went back to see a nephew, a 12-year-old nephew in Denver, and he has a lot of toys. So he's a single child, and he asked his dad, when Tammy and I were there, he said, is this what it's like to have siblings? Right? Because we're riding scooters and we're like, I mean, we're just like, be around a 12-year-old, be around a 5-year-old. 5-year-olds don't care what they're going to pick a dandelion and blow the seeds and laugh and think that it's funny. So what, if you don't know how to play, go watch a child, right? Mm-hmm. And then emulate something they do. And if you forgot how to play, remember what you used to do as a child. And if you really, really don't know how to play at all, call me, text me, you know, find my email at diamondclay.com, and we can have a play coaching session where we can just remember how to use those muscles again.
Because learning how to get into that rhythm that you're in, where you're living your life in this way, this is how we manifest. This is how we stay healthy. This is how we stay happy. This is how we nurture each other. You know, this is how we make our life better. And so mm-hmm. you being in contact with your inner child and having that as, you know, it's part of your daily practice. It's part of your daily practice that it's just there. You do it organically. It's part of you. So this is, you know, having a playlist might be a good idea too, like helping people define what it is that they do to get their play on, what they have fun with, right?
Let's ask the question. How do you ladies, how do you touch base with your playful inner child? I've shared a lot about me and it obviously it just kind of pops out.
You go first, Aunt Nadine. You go first.
So I'm listening to you, Diane. I so agree with you. It took me, the honest truth is, it took me to, when I was a nursery school teacher, to tune into those children. They taught me how to play. I don't think I played very much even as a child. I always wanted to be an adult. And then you're right, you know, tapping in, how do we find a way? What do we do? So my 13 years with young children, 3-4-year-olds, was a blessing because I did exactly what you just said. I copied them. I got into that. And I, you know, you saying asking people what they do, I'd like to ask people to put comments for us to say, how do you play? And actually, do you give yourself permission to play? Because we don't all the time, do we? You know, you're giving us permission, Diane, to do this now, which is wonderful. We can play. We want to play because we're feeling your enthusiasm and you have given us permission. So I think that's the key thing, isn't it? You know, and factor some time in for play. Because as an adult, do we? You know, that's the big question, isn't it? Do we do it? So what about you, Camelia? What do you do?
Well, you know, I certainly don't play like Diane plays. I have my own way of playing. I don't, you know, like with toys and stuff like that. I don't. But one of the things I did do is I did buy myself a puzzle the other day in the kids' store. I did do that. You know, I thought, well, I could do this. I could do this puzzle. So I'm always looking for ways that I can express my joy because I'm looking always to, you know, bring my inner child out. One of the ways is for me when I'm out in nature and I'm, you know, connecting with nature. And that is where I just really get lost and I really enjoy myself there. Another place where I can have my inner child come out is when I'm laughing and I can have fun with my friends and with my clients. So I, you know, with my family, we're having, you know, we're laughing and we're joking and we're having a good time because we know what's on the opposite end of the thing. of that shtick is we also know there were like lots of trauma, lots of wounds, lots of things that we've had to release and clear and let go of. And now to then come on the other end and share that joy and spread that joy. Like you said earlier, Diane, you are a joyful person. You're in your joy. So when we're in our joy, it makes it easier for us to play. I don't know if I would hang up a Spider-Man shower curtain in my background, right? But I love that you did. You know, I think it's great. And I think that it's awesome that you did it for today's show. You know, you came prepared.
Well, you know, I mean, choice and courage, it's important to my brand, but it wasn't what we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky I didn't start out the show on a handstand, right? But here's the thing, right? I mean, it can, so if we, what's the worst that would happen? This is what I would ask, you know, like when the adult, the judge wants to come in and say, oh, you can't do that. The question I would ask you is, what's the worst? If Cornelia, you said, wow, that's really busy. That doesn't really fit my brand. Could you take it down, please? Absolutely. 30 seconds and it would be gone. The thing is nothing is permanent, right? If in 2 years we decide we want to have a more adult weight room, we can paint again. We can change the art. We can change what we want to do. And that's the power of choices. Not only am I choosing to play, but I know that there can be a time that I can be serious. So this is fun. It serves us in the moment, right? And when it gets to the point where the play doesn't serve us in the moment, then we shift gears. We bring a different energy in. We bring a different balance in. And we change it up. Just because I have this here today, yeah, it's going to be on YouTube forever, but that's okay, right? But if both of you were like, whoa, not sure I really dig the whole Marvel Comics thing, I'll be like, no big deal. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's flexible, just like the Slinky, it just moves.
No, this was such a great, this was such a great description of, you know, what, how we should live our life. Like, it's not permanent, it changes. And look at, you know, you can, you're doing your weight room right now in this decor, and in a couple of years, you might want to change it again, right? But you, it goes to show you how much I know my super characters or whatever, because I was asking you, what's Superman doing here? And you're like, it's not Superman, it's Spider-Man. And I'm like, oh.
But it's okay, right? It could be Superman. I mean, the point is it's not an office. It's not a library. Mm. It's not a formal setting. And, you know, I wanted, honestly, I went to bed last night giggling to myself, really. Because I mean, I just thought I was clever for doing this. And, and that's the point, right? Just like, just giggle. Just giggle. Find something that makes you giggle. Because that wounded child, actually needs, the wounded child probably didn't get to giggle. They were told it was wrong, or they told that they couldn't do it, or it was an inappropriate time.
How many
times have you heard kids laughing in church, right? In my opinion, that's the best place they can laugh, right? That is universe and God coming through a pure source, and there's no rules and there's no boundaries, and they're just being themselves. And how many times have you heard someone say, shh, don't do that, right? Right? So part of the healing of the wounded child, I think, is when you're an adult and you find things that make you giggle, to embrace it, elevate it, just allow it, because you didn't have it as a child.
And now is the time, because we're living this life, we're here now. And it's time to coax out your inner child, your happy inner child. And if your inner child isn't happy, then the time for that is now. So, Diane, you offered people to message you. So why don't you share with us, share with the audience again, how to get in contact with you.
Text me the word play, P-L-A-Y, at 503-317-8072, and then we can have a text chat. You can reach me at diamaclay.com, And of course, on the 18th of October, we will be launching the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, where you can have access to all of the world's best. And we should probably have a play tab on that too, Cornelia. I don't think we thought of that earlier, but maybe
that's good. We're gonna be thinking about all kinds of different ways we can market and have fun with this. So it's really exciting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to put a special shout out to one of our newest sponsors here for the Cornelia Stephanie Show, this particular series, Susan Axelrod, confidence coach. And you can check her out at her website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Go check her out. But anytime that you're looking, if you're feeling low and you're looking and you're not feeling like you're feeling confident, go check out her Facebook Lives on every day. She does a Facebook Live at 5, and that's at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Pacific time. Do you guys know? 1 o'clock? 2 o'clock. Yes. 2 o'clock Pacific time. On Facebook Live, Susan Axelrod, and she's there every single day. She's so dedicated and committed to helping women achieve and live their best life. What will your legacy be? She's our cash sponsor here for the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We appreciate it so much because, you know, she also knows what it's like to be a woman entrepreneur, and she helps other women entrepreneurs get their business going, get their businesses launched. So we appreciate you so much, Susan. Thank you for that.
Me too.
And Nadine, do you want to leave us with some final, do you want to ask Diane any final before we close out the show today?
Well, I just want to suggest to Diane that maybe the next way your weight room will be, we might have the Hulk, because, you know, the weight room with the Hulk, maybe, who knows? That would look brilliant behind you. So next time, maybe we have Hulk, I don't know.
Right, that's after we get the workout in.
We work, it might be you. Woo. Who knows? So, yeah, I just think let's just echo this fun. Let's give everyone permission to have fun, join in, put some comments below. What do you do for fun? If you want help with permission, the three of us, reach out to any one of us. We will help you, give you permission, help you find your way. And yeah, just have that fun. I love our chat today. Definitely fun.
Yeah, it's good energy. It's going to definitely last and, you know, linger all day long. And just, I feel it inside of my body. So what are you and Tammy doing for fun today with her birthday? What's happening?
Surprises. Play. Like it's gonna be a mystery. It's gonna it's gonna show up when it shows up, and there is a plan to go meet some friends later tomorrow. But today is about whatever we feel like doing in the moment. It's just gonna be filled with celebration, joy, love, you know, it's permission to do whatever, whenever.
Oh, lovely.
That's wonderful. That's
wonderful. Enjoy.
Yeah. Two play partners having fun, celebrating birthday, celebrating love, celebrating joy, celebrating building a new phase in your lives, right? Because Tammy just recently retired. And so that's also, how is she doing with all of that, by the way?
You know, her dance card is full from July. There's been a lot of play on our books since July. So family time, you know, what's great about the Pacific Northwest is we can access anything outdoors that we want to do. And let's just say the garage has a few bigger toys in it that we can play with in the garage, in the outdoors.
Yeah, you guys really know how to do it. You guys really know how to live. So thank you so much for sharing that with us and shining your light, sharing your play, sharing your joy. And it was beautiful. You have to come back and tell us about some new play things that you're doing to keep us inspired. Keep us on track, Diane.
Yes, you know, exactly. Well, actually, here's a collaborative idea. Why don't the three of us, since you actually had a series about the wounded child, what if we actually collaborated and created a workshop or some online presence type programs where we all just engage in and we create play together and we show people how to do it?
Yes.
And what if we just make that as one of the next things that the three of us do together?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a good idea. And then everyone will receive the Self-Realization in the Inner Child series as a free gift when they come and join us.
That would be brilliant. Good idea. Sorted. We've got that one then.
Good. I mean, we're always up to new things. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here and to just play with you.
Thank you. So fun. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. Take good care.
Bye-bye.